MP3.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
There is Bela Steiger, Brad Steiger, excuse me, joining Gene and Chris. The book is called Real Encounters, Different Dimensions, and Otherworldly Beings. Brad was busy answering a listener's question. You want to expand on that before we go on?
I think that probably does it. We will pick it up probably throughout the discussion today, because that is the essence of the book, you know, that we utilize these. In a sense, they become, and stay with me on this, they're kind of like psychic shorthand. Maybe the percipient, the viewer, the experiencer doesn't realize it at the time. Maybe he never will, but someone, when you study this field and been in the field and going to, you know, haunted houses and UFO sightings and talking to, it seems, you know, an endless number of contactees and abductees, and you start putting these things together. And to discuss this with, well, for some people, and one has to be, I think, very careful that you do not shake anyone's... When you recognize that someone has a true and meaningful belief, I don't think anyone has the right to challenge that or shake that. It becomes part of the individual's individual zeitgeist. And I don't think you have a right to do that. But if a person is open to it, and since the book has come out, many people have written and said, you know, I thought my experience with this, but now I'm open that this was maybe contact from a higher source, a multidimensional source, instead of, and here again, I'll tread on somebody's feet, and I don't intend to. So if
you don't
want to
tread on their feet, don't worry about it. This is the Paracast.
Okay. So a lot of people feel that they have been abducted by aliens from outer space. Now, if you can accept that this was some type of spiritual growth experience, where instead of being examined by little doctors from outer space, that maybe your spiritual self or even your physical self, your higher self or the other, this dimensional guide, was evaluating you for a better life here, so that instead of being monsters or sadists from outer space who treated you badly, maybe this is a convolution of an experience, a psychic experience, in which you have a growth experience from what seemed to be an interaction. Now, we know we are influenced by the media, we're influenced by television, we're influenced by the movies, and once we have these archetypal elements presented to us, that becomes, you know, a residual. That becomes what is called a meme. And we have so many memes going now. We have shadow people, and we have the Slender Man, and we have, you know, the everlasting three men in black. We have these planted into our unconscious, and we may then be undergoing an internal evolution of spirit that expresses itself in these ancient archetypal devices. We needed an impetus. We needed something that would bring us to this realization. So what better than our age-old monsters that are always there to serve their role as teachers?
Yeah. And these symbols or these images have a life of their own. They actually develop over time, and they
exactly.
morph and change.
Exactly. Now, we just had Halloween. And now every town, I don't think any place is immune to this. Around Halloween, they start trotting out their local color ghost stories, right? And it's almost always, there's been an old nunnery there that is burned down, and phantom nuns are seen, you know. And eventually people go out and let's see the phantom nun. And by golly, they see it, because that entity has become like a psychic marionette. That entity has taken on a life of its own. And the haunted, the spectral dog that haunts part of a river, the phantom hitchhiker, the lady, the young woman who just has to get home after the prom, all of these things do take on a life of their own.
Right. Like the devil sightings in the Espanola Valley that go all the way back to the end of the 19th, beginning of 20th century. And every few decades, boom, you have a reemergence of this particular phenomenal type. And it's reported by people, and lately even people willing to go on the record.
Yeah, and Chris, you and I share a fascination for the trickster, you know, as it is portrayed both in Native American culture and in European culture and in every culture in the world if you examine it. And this is a very important part. This is a very important role of the other. You know, the trickster can be, for some people, as you just were saying, a devil, a demon, you have to watch out. Or to others, it can become this bearer of an epiphany, of an illumination.
Right. Yeah, good point. And or a lesson, or to show you that life is more inexplicable than we care to admit to ourselves and to each other. And there's a lesson there.
And always, that is the basic lesson, isn't it, Chris? That is the basic lesson.
Yeah. It shocks us out of our static structures and systems. Makes us think.
I wanted to ask you one thing, Brad, before we go on. These creatures of all sorts of forms and shapes and methods of communication, is it all caused by the same source or what?
Oh, boy. The easy answer is yes, there is some intelligence, external intelligence and so forth. But, as I said, there's no crying in baseball and there's no dogma in the paranormal. You know, it's I think either Sherry or I would probably not take that final dogmatic step, but we were saying basically the other, in terms of being an inclusive concept, to say that it is the other, multidimensional intelligence, extra-dimensional intelligence. You can say the basic symbolism, and it's a good one and a simple one, is you have only one moon in that sky at night. But let's say below there's a gardener, and he has 200 empty flower pots, and it's rained the night before, so there's water in every one of the flower pots. So you have one moon, but down you have 200 little moons in these pots. So it may be something like that, and I realize that may be amorphous to some, but I think some will understand that analogy.
There appears to be an interconnectedness, though, on some deep level, that at least in my personal research and view and based on my own experiences, I've always suspected that there is some web of connection between all these disparate.
Yeah, we feel there is, very much so.
Yeah, but they all do have a life of their own.
yeah. But again, as I say, that analogy of one moon, but 200 moons in the flower pots.
Yeah.
You know, if you can follow that, I know it's amorphous on one level, but if you just stop and think about it, you know, it's, okay, you know, there's three of us talking here, and ostensibly hundreds of thousands can be listening to it, and it will be an interconnectedness.
Right. We have this interconnectedness that we have to deal with right now. It's a sort of interconnectedness that radio shows of this type encounter every 9 or 10 minutes or so. With Gene and Chris and Brad Steiger, you're in
the Paracast.
So here's what happened. I was placing an order online. The site went down. It just stopped responding. It took hours before it returned, but I'd already placed the order with another company. If your site goes down, you could lose business. And if you have a business or personal site, you'll want to know it's easy to run and it will stay online. At iWeb, your site is hosted on one of the most reliable networks in the world. Check it out. iWeb.com. That's iWeb.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on our distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, R-O-C-K-O-I-D-S.com.
Midas Resources. November 14th, 2013. Gold opened at $1,286.30. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,333.13, $666.56 for a half ounce, or $333.28 for a quarter ounce. Again, that $1,333.13, $666.56, and $333.28.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Well, Gene and Chris and Brad Steiger joining us. The book is Real Encounters, Different Dimensions, and Otherworldly Beings. And we're trying to put it all together, our interactions with these others, who and what they might be. Some suggest that these beings, in their various and sundry forms, are visitors from other planets or star systems or whatever. What do you think?
You know, some may be. Some may be. We certainly have to entertain that. I, after traveling here and there and abroad, I tend to say it's multidimensional or interdimensional or whatever term we want to say that. That it's something that perhaps is around us at all times, and conveniently now, because we're in the space age, assumes that as an identity that will be more easily perceived.
Right.
But in many ways, you know, the phenomena has stayed the same, and we called them first the Fae, we called them the Shay, we called them the fairies, the elves. And they've always been with us, and it's basically the same phenomena. They would take people away for what would seem like a year or two, and back on present reality, we have only gone for 2 minutes, or the converse, you're gone for 2 minutes, but to you it's a year. I mean, all these things, and the changeling, the hybrids that the fairies were always trying to manage, they're trying to breed with us, the hybrids, where people were either taken away to breed with the Fae, or hybrid beings were left and someone's child was taken away to be bred again. This is ancient, and it's in all cultures. So I think we kind of have an overlay, and then for our sophisticated age, after we talk about going to the moon and to other worlds, and we see Star Trek and Star Wars, it is firmly ensconced now as aliens from another world. Not saying that there isn't life in other worlds, but I think the traffic and the number of instances, and when I see some UFO organizations giving their estimate of how many people have been abducted, I mean, it's just phenomenal. And I think here again, this is a meme that lends itself so much to popular culture, because we all like a boogeyman, and we like to see, you know, the outer space they've come to eat Detroit and so forth. So I think, yes.
I think they already did eat Detroit.
I'm afraid they did, yes. I regret that, because Detroit is always one of my favorite cities, and what has happened there is tragic.
When people ask me that question, I always say, wait a minute, I have a sneaking hunch that we're the aliens, and that what you're talking about is way more terrestrial than we are. It's been here probably far longer.
Exactly. It's been here ever since we stood upright, hasn't it? And undoubtedly before we stood upright. The Fae, when they do communicate, say they're a cousin species of ours, you know, and we know that in every culture. Well, we just had the discovery now of the hobbits, as they're called, the Florensis.
Right.
I think an interesting thing, you know, fascinated, worlds before our own, and mysteries of time and space. I've always been fascinated by who we really are and what our history really is. And we were having so many species, so many indeterminate species that were saying, wow. And now, because of this cave in Demansi, where we have like six types appear, and we're saying, hey, wait now. Just like now, we have people 7 feet tall, and we have people 4 feet tall, and yet we all intermix, we interbreed, we're capable, we're all one species. Maybe that's the way it's always been. So anthropology has just been taking another hit, and is going to have to revise a lot of textbooks that were nearly written.
Yeah, and boy, they don't like doing that, even though they publicly say, oh, it's always good for science to be self-correcting, but... These guys that get doctorates on theories that are no longer valid, I'm sure
that's
that it
right.
Gives us a hit.
That's right. That's right. So, again, the outer space thing, sure, it always is a contender. It's always there as a possibility. But I think what we have now is really, in our opinion, multidimensional.
No. Now, is this some place one can physically visit if you want? You know, hey, I want to go to the 17th dimension and see what's going on there. Could I find a dimensional portal?
That's a fascinating question, and I would suspect it would come from Eugene. That's something that I know we've wrestled with for decades, maybe when we first began in this field. It seems, but it seems like kind of a nice fairy tale explanation, but then it also seems real because of the experiences of some people. can we get there? Now, here again, maybe traveling through outer space will come down in one advanced civilization to be done mentally, to be done psychically. And so many people claim to have projected themselves. Now, are these extended dreams? Are these incredible? They swear they're not on drugs, so they're not hallucinogens, but are there natural hallucinogens that we can create and foment within our own psyches and bodies? So, you know, it seems as though there are portals. I have numerous accounts we have a couple in the book, in this book, but you remember, Gene, a century ago I did this strange disappearance book, and that has created so much responsibility. That was back in the 60s, but as people who seem to find portals that were temporarily there and witness scenes of the past, going back to pioneer days, camping out, but yet finding there's a tribal village within their sight, but yet they really can't interact with it. It's like seeing a large movie. And then some people who do claim to interact with what they've seen, but then they see people dressed in period costume, the extended. I'm thinking again of what my family saw. One thing, this continued, even when we tore that house down for the second time and built another one, the phenomena continued. It seemed to be just in the environment. And I can remember as, you know, 16, 17, or when I come home from college to visit, on certain nights, the whole family would be up looking out the window because we would hear the sound of a stagecoach and horses coming down the lane, you know, just as it did before. And it wasn't a lane, but it was a road. And these things, are they impressed in the environment? Are there portals that sometimes open? People who disappear, do they disappear in another time? These are the stuff of science fiction. I remember when my Mysteries of Time and Space came out, one reviewer said that Steiger has given science fiction writers enough material for 20 years. Well, they obviously took advantage of it because I have so many of those stories in Mysteries of Time and Space. But
they influenced the TV series, the British TV series Primeval, where they have these dimensional portals all over the place. But what I want to ask you after we get back from our break is about whether these portals are taking us through time or through another reality. Interesting. Mm-hmm. Brad Steiger joins Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Graphic Converter is the image manipulation tool for the rest of us. It does not use any database. You get full control of all your files. Want to view the images of a folder? Drag it into Graphic Converter and a powerful browser opens up to show your image files. You could use it for slideshows. You could use it to import images from digital cameras or from scanners. Need to do some image editing? You can do that too in Graphic Converter. Also, print catalogs. Convert from so many formats I can't even list them. Download now to see if Graphic Converter is good for you, like 1.5 million other users. Guess what? You could save money when you buy Graphic Converter. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL to get a special price for Graphic Converter. Go to LemkeSoft.com. That's LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Jerome Clark, author of the UFO Encyclopedia and other books. You're listening to the Paracast.
With Gene and Chris, Brad Steiger joins us. He's chuckling because of his inner knowledge and wisdom. Real encounters, different dimensions, and otherworldly beings. If you hear the dogs in the background, they're having their own up-close and personal encounters. But what I was suggesting there, I guess based on what we hear about dimensional portals, say the TV series Primeval, they were going back into the past. They even did a remake of Flash Gordon. Instead of taking a rocket ship to the planet Mongo, he went into a dimensional portal that sent him to another world somewhere. Or in the Stargate series, they used the Stargate to instantaneously transport yourself across the galaxy. So what are we talking about? Either or both? Time travel or alternate realities?
I think both. Those are very attractive scenarios that you just repeated for us, Gene. I think very attractive to any person who has a sense of whimsy and fancy about him, but also looking for explanations for some of these paranormal, supernatural occurrences that have happened and been recorded ever since man began to etch things down and tell stories around campfires. These stories have been current, au courant, always. They always remain. So I think it's both. But, there's so many little things. My grandmother gave me the actual photographs, the collection from the War Department of the Matthew Brady Civil War photographs. It's a thick book. I cherish it because it was, issued by the War Department. And here are these fabulous pictures of Matthew Brady. And I look at them, and they're the generals, they're the people. And then I look and I say, what? That guy doesn't belong. He just doesn't look like he's in 1860. I mean, he looks like, and you have that, and you realize you're just kind of playing a little game with yourself, but then you say, I wonder if some people have stumbled in. People have written incredible accounts, some of which shared in books, a couple we shared in the current book. of people who really seem to have stepped back. And there are classics. There are classics. We've all read them, the accounts of people who literally seem to go back and witness, especially battle scenes, Normandy Beach or battles in some of the momentous battles of history where they've seen pieces and they've even checked the time. Some had the presence of mind to write down when the fighting was strongest and when it lulled and when it lapsed and when it peaked, and they match exactly the war records that are found. So great events may indeed leave their echoes behind. So I think it's both. This will be a situation that now physicists are getting into it. I can remember when I was teaching in college, you know, I had some of my greatest discussions with the physics teachers who were more open to what I was writing about than any of the other departments, I guess.
You know, why not give our listeners kind of a classic case or two, a story that typifies what this is all about?
Well, we have, you know, the classic case of the two ladies who witnessed the court of Louis the 14th when they were walking in. But again, some of the more recent ones are, well, a classic one that we have in the book that, well, I say is classic. I hope it will become classic after people buy the book. But this was told to me in a very straightforward way by a radio host who, during commercials or after the program, I guess, after we had discussed things, told me her experience where she was asked to apply. We know how people in media move on to different stations and so forth. So this was a much larger station. So she had to drive away, and she asked a friend of hers to come along. And they arrived at night, and they thought, well, you know, we're not going to sleep in the car. So there looks like a very nice motel right behind a fast, you know, like, the Dairy Queen, that type of establishment. So it was right behind there. It looked convenient. They stayed there. They got up in the morning. They paid their bill. There was breakfast where they could just have a roll and coffee and a very pleasant staff. They went to the radio station. She did a successful interview. She was hired. And then they just wanted to swing by one more time and thank the kindly gentleman who checked them in so late at night and didn't complain and was there when they left. And they go behind the ice cream freeze place, and there's no motel there. There's nothing there. It's just an empty lot. And they say, well, we know it must be wrong. There must be two of these dandy freeze places. They looked around. They drove. They checked. They finally asked, and people looked at them. There's never been a motel there. There's never, ever been a motel there. It's just that empty lot. Now, she's been at this radio station where she interviewed me for 10 years, and she says she still goes out every once in a while trying to find that motel where they stayed and were treated so nicely. So that's the kind of experience that we hear from people. I hear some from military veterans who, again, seem to, during the height of battle, go into another time and given words of inspiration by what they now conclude were angelic or otherworldly beings. So these things happen to people. And again, there are those you can put off to yearning departure from loved ones, but the ones we get where the soldier says, right in battle, I was wounded, and there was my mother standing and giving me courage. Now, when they get back, they found out she had a vivid dream. So dreams seem to be one way to travel through time and space.
Mm-hmm.
I have one of my favorite stories in there, which is a little long to tell now in our present book, Real Encounters, is the mother who is sorrowing for her son. Their poor family He left the $40 he had and said, "Mom, I'm going to take care of myself. I'm going to get a job and maybe I can send you money and help." Well, long story short, which we detail in the book at just the right pace, not too long, but to tell now, is she had a dream in which a young Hispanic boy appeared to her and said, "Your son is ill. He's very ill. He needs you." Now, dream, mind you, she knew she was dreaming, but she took the young man's hand. He wasn't a little boy. He was like 18, 19, and traveled to a place where it seemed to be an old attic, and there was her son lying covered in dirty blankets with a high fever. And he looked and said, "Mom, Mom, you've come." And then with the guidance of this young Hispanic boy, which they told them that they had set out together to earn money, and the young Hispanic boy had been drowned in an accident, the mother then was escorted back to her bed by the young Hispanic boy, who is obviously a spirit now. Later that day, they received a call from a hospital where the young boy, their son, had been taken, and they eventually went then to retrieve him. But to her mind, in this tableau, it was a crummy old attic, and a young boy, a friend of her son who had been killed in an accident, led her in what reality? What reality? Because in truth, he wasn't in an attic. He was in a hospital because he'd gone to a lumber camp to get a job. He had been sick in the bunkhouse, and then his boss had found him ill and took him to the hospital. So in reality, he was in a hospital. In this alternate reality, he was in a crummy, miserable attic. But again, mother reached him through this other reality or alternate reality or the dream world. What are dreams really? How can we really participate in another world through our dreams?
We'll get into more reality changes or alterations in a moment. Brad Steiger joins Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
So here's what happened. I was placing an order online. The site went down. It just stopped responding. It took hours before it returned, but I'd already placed the order with another company. If your site goes down, you could lose business. And if you have a business or personal site, you'll want to know it's easy to run and it will stay online. At iWeb, your site is hosted on one of the most reliable networks in the world. Check it out. iWeb.com. That's iWeb.com.
Available only at hempusa.org. It's the first aid stick, and it's a must-have in any medical kit. With fast, chemical-free healing, the first aid stick stops bleeding, kills bacteria, is great for acne, insect bites, minor cuts and abrasions, will last for years, and is just $11.95. Everyone needs the first aid stick in their emergency kit. Call 888-910-4367. 888-910-4367. The first aid stick, only at hempusa.org. That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and Traumamax, a high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com. We'll stop it and most pistol rounds. Traumamax is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
For health and vitality for you, your family, and friends, get the Healthy Start Pack from Youngevity, as recommended by registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs.
If you're a junk food junkie, getting on the Healthy Start Pack is one of the best ways to wean yourself off of processed snack foods and start putting good nutrition in your body. If you have a loved one who's dealing with heart disease or any health challenge, the Healthy Start Pack makes a great gift. If you have a grandparent or a parent in a nursing home, you will be amazed at the difference a once-a-day dose of the Healthy Start Pack will make in your loved one's energy levels, in their memory, in their mood, and in their general outlook on life.
Give the gift of optimal health to your loved ones and order the Healthy Start Pack from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidemen.com. That's brightsidemen.com. Order today.
Hi, this is Nick Pope. You're listening to the Paracast.
We're going to have this trio of Bryce Zabel, Nick Redfern, and Brad Steiger doing the PowerCast Stingers. With Gene and Chris in the PowerCast, we're looking at real encounters, different dimensions, and otherworldly beings. You know, there's a TV show that was a British version and an American version called Life on Mars, where this police detective is shot, and he's in a coma, and then suddenly he's living in the 1970s. Do you remember that?
I did not see it, but I remember reading about it.
And the ending is strange because in the American TV series, which lasted one season, it ends up that he is in suspended animation because he and his crew are going to Mars. And he wakes up and it's over, and it was rather a lame ending. But the concept is interesting because it's not unusual where somebody is, for some reason, unconscious, in a coma, whatever, and lives an entire life that is to him or her just as real.
Right, right, right. Yeah, I think that's a fascinating concept. The reason, and there have been a number of TV shows that have kind of flirted with that, the reason they have the lousy ending, I think, is that no one really has come up with a suitable ending. How do you extend it? Do you extend it? Do they live there forever? Well, let me make this point. Some of the experiences that Sherry and I deal with and work through with people, when it begins, they say that they've gone to other worlds, they've been taken to other worlds. As we discuss and as we proceed, maybe they're willing to entertain it was a vision or it was a dream. But the interesting thing I found, and we found this really from the beginning with a pattern profile. I mean, back in the 60s, when we're really getting into UFO research, we find that after the, what I call, alerting incident, the person experiences poltergeist phenomena, the person may experience poltergeist phenomena in the house. That means, you know, rattling, books flying off shelves and that type of thing. But they begin to have spontaneous out-of-body experiences. They begin to have visionary experiences. They begin, in other words, I'll just cut it short to say paranormal experiences, which they swear they didn't have before, or they weren't aware that they were having them before, if you will. But at any rate, these incidents, these epiphanies, these sightings of an angel, an alien, a ghost, whatever, has that activating, the activating incident, once that vision is seen, and the times most presently in the research indicates that many people see them at 5, many people see them at 11, many people have them around 14, and then, of course, it depends upon the life path of the individual. But those are very common, you know, throughout, we can say literally the world because of our questionnaire. So again, it seems to be an activating incident wherever or whatever they believe really happens to them. It continues. It continues in ways which, fortunately, the majority of people find manageable. In other words, they don't have an out-of-body experience when they're driving their car in the freeway. But they'll have them at, we hope, but they'll have them at reflective moments.
Well, you know, I don't want to give a specific name, but I talked to somebody the other day who had an instance where he took a road trip that should have taken, what, 8 or 9 hours, and took maybe 3 hours. A real time displacement kind of situation. And of course,
right,
if we remember, our former co-host David Bietney had come on the show with one of his friends talking about a trip he took from Boston to New York City, which takes about 4.5 hours. And, you know, they drove through rush hour and everything, and they got to Queens in New York City in maybe 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I've had a case or two like that as well. I was going to ask, though, Brad, what role does actual location play? I seem to kind of have a hunch that there are clusters of events that seem to cluster around specific locations where, for lack of a better term, the veil is thin.
Yeah. I think I'm always reluctant to start naming them because, again, planting that seed. But when we hear and we receive reports from any areas, and certainly if I understand exactly where you live, Chris, I think you're in an area where probably the veil is pretty thin. But we have little tiny dimensional things. And I think the forested regions, you know, are filled with them. I think that, and then when the forests are chopped down, mowed down, and cities are built, those little pockets remain. And that's why some houses will be haunted, not by entities or spirits, but by quite a different phenomena. Were again those little valleys and openings, and they're just some extraordinary accounts that we see from just, you know, regular people. I think that, and one of the letters that we receive the most, you know, start with, "Thank God I'm not alone."
Yeah.
And, well, you know, we recognize that feeling, don't we? I mean, this is...
Yeah, absolutely. It's always good to have someone to share these experiences with. I was particularly struck by the chapter on the wee folk and how you just list example after example of areas that are, you know, kind of held as a special place for the Fae ones. Let's say the example, I think, in Finland, where they were trying to expand a factory. The other example of putting up the telephone poles. And the people said, you can't put a pole right there where you're planning on putting it because they won't allow it. And I think that this location specificity can come into play, I think, in this sense, along with someone having that breakthrough experience that then opens them up to other experiences through, you know, in linear time.
Exactly. I very much believe that, and I know Sherry does as well. I'm always reluctant to be too specific. I mean, I'll recount, for example, in the book, we recount incidents of missing time and people who drove for hours when they should only have driven half an hour and so forth. But I'm very reluctant to put the exact location because, you know, Lord knows how suggestible, you know, some people are. We all are, you know, and if someone is of a mystical bent or they've been alerted by a television program that tells them, you know, ghosts are everywhere and so forth, which they are, but there's a way of approaching and dealing with this. So I know how suggestible it can be, you know, in a dark and rainy night type of thing. And I don't want to inadvertently cause stress to some people because, you know, I know from working with when we were ambitiously going to haunted houses, which in many cases were really haunted people, as it would turn out. We were fortunate in those days that there weren't all the television shows, you know, showing how to behave in a haunted house and how to act in a haunted house. In fact, you couldn't get this subject on television. I remember in the early days, you know, going to promote a book. I mean, just trying to find a radio show, television was impossible. They wouldn't get you on because you were implanting belief structures in people and they couldn't do that.
That's what cable TV does now. They implant political beliefs on people.
Yeah.
It's getting to ridiculous proportions.
In those days, I say the only one was ABC. That was the only one that would let us even discuss the subject, the others wouldn't. So again, now, today, what do we have? We have cable television implanting all kinds of approaches, and it appears, you know, so easy. Well, it's not. You know, if you're truly finding a haunting phenomena, you may sit there for several nights before you see it, or, you know, you may be fortunate. But I say in those days, most often we were brought to a place by police officers who had found something they literally could not explain in the police manuals. They had investigated. They'd been there many nights. They'd witnessed the phenomena. It was really quite a different thing. But I saw how some of the police officers, in one case where a police officer who had worked with us in many cases couldn't make it because he had to be the eye in the sky. He was also a pilot, so he had to have that duty that night. And he asked a friend to sit in who was a real skeptic, a real doubter. Maybe he did it out of orneriness, because I've always wondered why he selected this guy.
We have to find out what happened to this skeptic, what happened to this guy in our next segment. Brad Steiger and Sherry Hansen Steiger wrote Real Encounters, Different Dimensions, and Otherworldly Beings. Big book chock full of fascinating stories. With Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.